All right, folks. I am joined once again with Juano Saban on Enos Corner.tv. I'm doing this from my hotel room. I'm supposed to be on vacation, but I got to take the opportunity to talk to Juanito. Juanito, can you hear me, Juanito?
Earth to Nino, Earth to Nino, come in, Nino.
Hey, that's a cool
Yeah,
skateboard.
isn't that cool? It's got
Yeah,
light bulbs for wheels. Yeah,
that is
that's hot.
really cool.
There's all sorts of fun stuff in here, and Chris, baby Trump.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sign this here somewhere in here for somebody that wants it, and lots of fun stuff, but a lot of cool art here. There's a lot of stuff I have to think about when I see it, so
No, this
just
is
neat
all
stuff.
very, very, very cool, man. So Juan, what's going on, man? What can you give us any developments at all?
I think people have to understand that right at this exact moment, think about the Democrat Party with all the revelations coming out, even some of the rhinos, but the revelation, you would want to get somebody else in as president. But the problem is, okay, let's move Harris up and let Biden, leave. His time
But
has come. It's
Harris
over
can't be
with.
president. She's an anchor baby.
Well, and so at the end of the day, there's legal groups. I know of three of them who are ready to challenge her ability to be president fairly intensely. And so they might get her in there. Are they going to be able to keep her in there? And if she does get in there, is it going to be one great big huge drama for that crowd
So
all the way along?
you really see Kamala making you, we really can see Kamala as president.
Well, I enjoy the
That's
show.
scarier than Biden.
Well, enjoy the show. Again, you're talking about something that it might actually be scarier than Biden. So think about it this way. You have
And Juan, and if we don't talk anything about what happened in 2020 or
yes.
the any of that, I can put this on YouTube. So let's try to do that.
Okay, so again, part of the issue is this. If they wanted to get rid of Biden, based on what's going on and what's coming, their problem is who did they replace Biden with? And if you end up going, if you put Harris in there and then she ends up not being able to be president, and we end up in a big legal quagmire there. Who would be the next person in line? Well, it'd be Speaker of the House. And the problem is because we have this thing in the rules before McCarthy was allowed to advance to the speakership, those 15 votes, he had to give up something every single vote. And so those 15 votes, one of the concessions was that with one vote by one member of the House, they could challenge, do a roll call challenge for the speaker. And if he doesn't get 218, he's not speaker anymore. And then, in the 1800s, they had over 100 votes that didn't come up with a speaker, and everything was just in a dead stop. And so, if you can't get consensus for the speakership, you could have, and when that a roll call vote comes in, you stop it dead. You can't even recess, James Dean. You can't
Well,
even recess. And so you could stop the House dead in its tracks with one vote. And so, in other words, they can't do any other business until
so
they
he's
agree
on
on
a
who gets
very short leash. If he doesn't do what they say, he's out.
right. And so then think about this. So you have this very short leash, and if Harris is out and you have a Republican coming up. Hey, good to see you. I'm live with Nino right now. Nino, 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 Nino.
You can see, dude, where are you? You're
And
like
in
5 hours
California.
away. You could have been here
Nino's been on
today.
the other side.
Yeah,
Nino's been on the other
hello.
side. Oh, where?
He's out in California,
Oh,
okay?
is he?
Yes.
He's not home in El
No,
Paso?
no, no. He's lost in California. I'm going
Oh,
out to
he's really
rescue him.
lost.
Yeah, I'm a
Yeah,
good
I'm gonna
friend
be meeting with
rescue.
Juan tomorrow.
We're gonna break bread together tomorrow. So, okay, kiddo. So
we listen to you all the time. We love y'all.
Oh, I love you back.
Bonito.
Oh, look at this. I love this guitar. Okay, so think about this. If you're a Democrat, do you want McCarthy as the president if he was able to go up past Harris? But here's the problem.
Well, I think they might did. I think he was compromised before, Juanito.
Okay, so now, but think about it. If you can take him out with one vote, who would you get? Who might possibly end up as president if they could take him out with one vote? Oh gosh, I got to show this to Loy.
Well, that's cool.
Another trumpet.
You're saying Harris? It would be McCarthy.
But that's my point. If you're a Democrat, even there, do you want McCarthy as the president? And then the other side of the coin is, if you took out Harris and you're headed for McCarthy, before you get there, you could end up with, for example, Trump. You know, you don't have to be an elected member of Congress to get voted Speaker of the House. You can have somebody that wasn't elected at all become Speaker of the House. So
they're in a very dire situation.
Well, because it becomes totally unpredictable, unanticipatable, with precision, what exactly is going to happen. And so better the monster you know than the one that you don't. So their issue for them is this. We want them to have to own the mess that they've made. They would love to, get rid of this bad imagery that you have from the Biden with the scandalous payoffs and, you know, the big guy and all that sort of thing. But how can they get rid of him with the risk of who would come in to replace him if that was to happen? So better to just keep him and try to ride this out as best they can. That's the way it is. But then the other side of the coin is, can he survive?
But is that why we're going to see one scandal after another that's done on purpose, right? I mean, we're going to see one after another. It's just going to keep happening, right? It's going to be an avalanche of scandals now.
Well, yes, and not just the scandals, but again, this is the year of the whistleblower. So already we have numerous very senior connected people that are coming out with information about what's been going on behind the scenes, in large measure because now with the House opening investigative committees and willing to look at information that the prior Congress wasn't willing to look at or listen to, that was blocked from coming into the hearings. Now that you have a Congress that's going to hear some of this stuff. Just a second there. Hold on, I'm doing Nino. I can't hear him.
No, I know.
Okay. All right. Yeah, see, I'm live here, bro. I had to get in here. I love this pony. But I'll step in the next room here. So the whole point is that as time goes on, they're not going to be able to get away from these scandals. And it distracts them from being able to,
get to their end goal.
Get to their end goals. You know, they're actually in danger every moment now moving forward that some new revelation isn't just going to be problematic. Painful or embarrassing, it could be legally put them in jeopardy of arrest. And so
right now we can say that they are in quicksand. We can positively say,
oh, that's a good way to put it. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
They're in quicksand. They're sinking. Yeah. I mean, they're sinking to their demise right now.
Yes. So
it's a slow death. We're watching the slow death. They're all but done.
Well, let me say it this way, Nino. This is where I think I was trying to get to. The problem is, they can't the muck. It's a tar baby. Okay, anything they do, you know, it's a little piglet covered in tar. And anything they do to try to move it, to get it out of the room, to do whatever, anybody that touches it is now mired by whatever's there. So they can't talk about the scandals as, say, just Trump or Republican stuff. They're right in the thick of it. And with the whistleblowers now having a place to release stuff to, either directly where they take credit for what they've done or indirectly to put stuff out, still stay anonymous from their government positions, but get stuff, you know, into the public conversation that something could end up being done with by this Congress acted on. Because picture, if it comes out like the Veritas thing that happened yesterday or 2 days ago now, where they had the guy on the hidden camera.
Be careful what you say here. Because I'm
okay. Okay. So my point is that now you have congressional people that are asking questions and doing it in such a way that you're not skating around it. It's in the public conversation. So as part of the public conversation, these guys go, oh, well, now we want to ask the right people the right questions. And we're going to dig into it. But they wouldn't have asked those questions till something was put out into the public that everybody's got the same question. So they go to the right people and start, you know, asking it more directly. Is that click for you? I mean, I'm trying to be as coy as
it does
possible.
So like I said, the Democrats, the globalists right now with the control of our country is in quicksand. They're sinking. And I guess their Hail Mary would be a Kamala Harris presidency. But then they'd have to fight that tooth and nail as well.
Well, the problem is that then they open a different can of worms. Are they safe, tanking Biden and going to the next one in line? No, because that one could be out, and then they don't control the next position. And even the person that they might like that's currently there, McCarthy, could be gone in a heartbeat, and now it's all unknowns. So they have to be very, very careful. They have this tar baby that they can't get rid of. And you know, it's like I said, you know, it's the old thing. You go into the knick-knack store or whatever, and they have a sign on the door when you get there. Pretty to look at, pretty to hold. But if you break it, it's sold, okay? So they now had this position of control in the country at the top level. And if the economy goes sideways, if you have a nuclear terroristic event, something bizarre happen anywhere in the world, they have to own it because they got their people in place, in charge, when all of this went off the rails. They can't say, oh, it's Trump. Well, it was a long time ago. Help behind the scenes. Who wants him to be the one that they help behind the scenes? Oh, this is really cool here. Look at this.
Oh, that is cool.
Okay. So at this angle, see all the stuff? And now.
Oh, wow. Wait, go back. Oh, what? What?
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah,
so that's a Fresnel lens over the top of it. So it
oh, that is so cool.
So that is really, I like
where,
that.
Man, where is that? Let's give it a shout out.
This is Sky Pony Gallery at the mall. One of our friends at the mall here in Plano, Texas. And Sky Pony, baby Chris had some people that I was promised I'd sign jackets for, and they didn't get here on time during an event he had. And so I said, well, I'll fly back out and I'll sign jackets when they get there. And so he scheduled something, and I've been signing jackets here at the gallery last night and today for all those people that bought a jacket. It's kind of a pain because the jackets go straight from the manufacturer.
I love art. Yeah. That's beautiful.
This one here, this is the one I think it's my favorite that I've seen in the whole gallery so far.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah. And it would go with another piece that I have that's framed kind of similarly. I love that. I like the colors, the electricity, the contrast. It's got a lot of texture to it. So you can see here where it's got a lot of texture there. So it's one of those ones that, especially if you have the right lighting around it, it looked different times of day, the sun on it, evening, the spotlights and like that, a lot going on up in here. I just, it takes a certain eye to make it look real at a distance. And then as you get closer, maybe you see all the other action, it's a beautiful piece. So
Juan, as we come into the next,
by the way, that's the gallery owner, and her husband, Kiki, and her husband owned the gallery, Eric, and that's by Kiki. So I didn't realize that. That's a spectacular piece. I really love that.
So Juan, when you get out here to LA, you want to sit down and do a show, maybe you, me, and Alki? I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if that's even
anything done.
And then we'll put that on ninoscorner.tv, and that'll be a good one.
Yeah.
So what do you see happening in the next, let's say, 3 to 6 months, Juanito, going into 24? Just more scandals, more exposing, more whistleblowers?
Well, you can't be too light and dismissive of the situation over in Ukraine. It's very, very dire. Moving in the tanks and other heavy equipment, the Patriot systems, the statements out of Germany that, essentially say we're, for all intents and purposes now at war with Russia, not Ukraine with Russia, but Germany and, you'd have to say by implication, the rest of Western Europe. There's so many things going on there, and that could change again on dime or accelerate. So in the storm, it's not just that one thing is coming at you. Well, sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Again, okay, so here's the deal. How can you have an honest conversation anywhere in America right now?
No, because of this.
Who's controlling the conversation? How can you have entities within our government controlling what Americans can say? That's what happened with the Pentagon Papers. And they tried to stop the press, okay, from putting stuff out so people could have an honest conversation about what's going on and what the consequences. Look, that was military. That was politicians and military doing things across Indochina that had consequences that cost thousands and thousands of American lives. And then we can't have a conversation as American citizens about it.
Let's continue. Let me put this on FluffTube and let's continue the conversation on ninoscorner.tv. Does that work?
Sure.
All right. Let me end this here and then we'll jump on ninoscorner because I just don't want to risk anything.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Bye.